In this bulletin, a $50 million funding boost for mental health services in Australia. The opposition open to a debate over whether religious schools should be able to sack gay teachers. And Australians to decide who will represent the country in the 2019 Eurovision Song Contest. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says giving hope to young people who are experiencing mental illness is at the heart of a significant funding boost for support centres across Australia. The Coalition has announced it will spend an extra $51.8 million on Headspace, which runs 107 youth mental health centres nationwide. Mr Morrison says Headspace is one of the most successful mental health initiatives in the country and is changing young people's lives.
Out there in rural and remote Australia, they need these services. And the way we can deliver these services today, and it is everything, the holistic service which Headspace provides, that can now be done through those digital formats. And so to be getting more services through the conventional way that Headspace is delivered and getting more services out to rural and regional parts of the country and remote parts of the country through this service is tremendously exciting.
Deputy Labor leader Tanya Plibersek says Australia needs to have a conversation about whether religious schools should be able to sack or refuse to employ LGBT teachers. Her comments come as the Greens push for an amendment to a law proposed by the Morrison government that would ban faith-based schools from excluding LGBT students, saying it should protect teachers as well. Ms Plibersek has told Sky News Labor is open to having the debate.
They want people who fit with the school's ethos, that are able to support the students' learning in an environment that supports the ethos of the religious organisation that we're talking about. But by and large, schools aren't looking into people's personal lives in this way either. So we're up for that conversation with schools too.
The threat of a hung parliament looms over the federal government, with Prime Minister Scott Morrison warning Wentworth by-election voters of economic uncertainty if they choose a candidate other than the Liberals' Dave Sharma. Mr Morrison says a Liberal loss in the Sydney seat could mean a hung parliament that would create unnecessary uncertainty in the economy and the stability of our government. The Liberal Party is facing a strong challenge in the Sydney seat, which was formerly held by Malcolm Turnbull, from Labor's Tim Murray and Independent Karen Phelps. But opposition leader Bill Shorten says Mr Morrison's warnings are designed to create fear among Wentworth voters.
I've noticed that Mr Morrison has said that somehow he can't govern if he doesn't win Wentworth. Mr Morrison's being mischievous, deliberately mischievous. The fact of the matter is that next Saturday night, whoever wins Wentworth, Scott Morrison will still be Prime Minister on Sunday. I'm not saying I'm happy about that, but that is just the fact.
And overseas, Anwar Ibrahim has won a by-election engineered for his return to the Malaysian Parliament by an overwhelming majority, bringing him closer to the premiership that has been promised to him by former opponent Mahathir Mohamad. The victory marks Mr Anwar's official return to political life just 5 months after he was freed from jail. It will also be the first time that both he and Dr Mahathir have been members of Parliament under the same banner after a bitter feud lasting more than 20 years. Australians are being urged to submit their original songs as part of Eurovision Australia Decides. In a historic first, the artist representing Australia at the Eurovision Song Contest in 2019 will be selected by the general public. Acting Managing Director of SBS James Taylor says the decision to involve the public was made by popular demand.
This will be the first time ever that Australians can enjoy a Eurovision show live on home soil. It's a terrific opportunity to celebrate the local creative talents of our Australian compatriots and to get involved in the decision-making process of who decides will represent Australia at Eurovision next May.
The live contest will be broadcast on SBS on February 9th. Australians can submit their songs at sbs.com.au/Eurovision. And in sport, Socceroos defender Trent Sainsbury says he wants to captain the team in Tuesday morning's friendly against Kuwait. It's the first of three matches before January's Asian Cup. Socceroos assistant coach Renee Mullenstein says the team is keen to hone its attack strategy.
More than anything, get them in the right frame of mind. You know, we all are very keen to make a statement. I'm sure the players are.
Mark Milligan and Matt Ryan are also strong contenders for the captaincy after Mile Jedinak's retirement from international football. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy 21. Adelaide, shower or two, wind easing 25. Melbourne, windy, partly cloudy 25. Hobart, partly cloudy 25. Canberra, shower or two, 22. Wollongong, showers 20. Sydney, showers 21. Newcastle, showers 21. Brisbane, a few showers 23. Cairns, possible shower 31. Darwin, shower or two, possible storm 33. I'm Biwa Kwan, and this is SBS News.